Two Guys Weigh In Podcast. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here with episode number?
Number 7.
All right. Hey, Mitchell, how's it going?
It's going well, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. No snow on the ground yet.
Yeah, that's good.
We're in March, though. Got to be snow sometime.
Yep, snowiest month of the year, they say.
Do you like winter?
It's all right to start out with, but I mean, if we've had enough nice weather, I'm starting to get used to it. So if we got colder and snowier weather that moved in, I wouldn't be a big fan of it.
Hey, Two Guys Weigh In Podcast is sponsored by
PK Egan's of Canby, Minnesota.
Yes, best pizza place around, and I sincerely mean that.
Yep, I do too.
I love their pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely love it.
It's great stuff.
If I lived in Canby, I'd be there every night.
Yeah, it'd be real tough not to go there a lot.
Yep, and I would never get sick of it. So, yeah, so thanks to PK Egan's for sponsoring our podcast. We surely appreciate that. All right, we started a segment last episode to get to know Mitchell and Paul a little better. We asked random questions. What are we asking today, Mitchell?
I ask you, what is your favorite sport to watch?
To watch?
Yep.
Oh, hands down, NFL football games. Any NFL football game.
NFL football?
Yeah, how about you, Mitchell?
I think I got to go college basketball.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yeah.
That kind of surprises me.
Yep, there's some about, I can't say no to March Madness ever, so I got to watch every game I can. So.
Okay, now, to me, March Madness is a little different than regular season college basketball. I love March Madness.
That's true. I like regular season college basketball too. Yep, you get a lot of good games and upsets in there too, so it's always fun to watch.
Well, I agree with you because the other night we were broadcasting sports in Montevideo and you had your phone on a video. You were watching live video of a college basketball game while we were broadcasting a high school game.
Well, I wasn't while we were broadcasting. It was before that. Okay. But
What were you watching?
I was watching Purdue versus Illinois in men's basketball.
On your phone?
Yep. I got my streaming app on my phone, so I was able to watch it. And I believe Purdue won by 4, I think, in
okay.
that game.
Awesome. So that's yours, college basketball.
Yep. Why do you choose to watch or think NFL football is your favorite?
I know the players. Not personally, of course, but yep. I mean, there's big names there, and it's just fun. I love to watch it. NFL is the hottest thing going, I think, and there's a reason for that. So,
yeah.
But I was really getting tired of the Taylor Swift, Kelce thing this year. I really was. How about you?
I've had my fill.
Okay. All right. We'll start talking high school sports here. We're the busiest time of the year, really, isn't it, Mitchell?
Yep, this is a lot of sports wrapping up and even just starting, so.
And we'll start out wrapping up the state wrestling tournament at the XL Energy Center in St. Paul. And a big thank you to Dick Newman and Danny Lee for covering state wrestling here on Q92. They do a bang-up job, don't they?
Yep, they do a wonderful job.
And congratulations to Canby Lancers' Nick Wagner. Nick's a state champion. And that was thrilling. The last couple matches, his semifinal match and his championship match were amazing. And so congratulations to Nick Wagner from Canby, a state champion. And I heard it was the 16th state championship in the history of Canby wrestling. So
wow.
Pretty cool. Sam Treats placed 3rd for Canby. Eli Greenman placed 5th. Team United, of course, they were in the team on Thursday, and they took 5th place. So great season for Team United.
Yep, congratulations to Team United.
And congratulations to Team United's Dan Gunlickson and Brady Rohde. They both placed 3rd, and they finished out their outstanding careers and on Team United. Dan Gunlison's record just blows me away. This year he was 56-1. He lost in the semifinals to, I think, defending state champions, I think. Dan's career record, he had 199 career wins, and I think just 30-some losses. And out of those 199 career wins, over 100 of them were pins.
That's, oh, wow.
Isn't that something?
That is impressive.
Did you wrestle?
Nope, I didn't wrestle in high school.
Okay. All right, so congratulations. The Rats wraps up the wrestling season. Before we talk basketball, we're going to talk volleyball. Congratulations to Dawson boys Bailey Bothan and Reese Johnson from the Blackjacks and Lacaparral Valley's Jalen Lee and Brandy Meyer. They're going to be featured in a Breakdown magazine as some of the top volleyball players in Minnesota.
So, congratulations to those girls.
Yep. So a little tidbit there. All right, Mitchell, let's talk section basketball. What do we got up first here?
Yep. Our next broadcast actually will be tomorrow night, Thursday. We will be calling the boys Section 3A North semifinal matches, or quarterfinal matches, excuse me, between Dawson Boyd, who comes in at 26-2, excuse me, and they'll play Mineota, who's 21-7. That's the first matchup at 6 o'clock at the Montevideo High School. And then in our second game that on Thursday night, we'll be calling a matchup between McRae and Central Minnesota Christian. McRae comes in at 18-9 on the season, and Central Minnesota Christian 17-10. So those are our two matchups in Montevideo on Thursday. And then on the south side of the Section 3A bracket, we have Hills Beaver Creek, who's going to play Murray County Central. And then Southwest Minnesota Christian will play Russell Tyler Ruthden. And that is our Thursday matchups for Section 3A boys basketball tournament.
I am really looking forward to both those games. It's going to be fun. Dawson Boyd, ranked number 2 in Class A, and this will be the third time Mineota and Dawson Boyd's played each other.
Yep, this will be the third time. They played once, or technically twice, I guess, in the regular season. In their first matchup, Dawson Boyd won at home. That was a 64-55 win for the Blackjacks. And then they played again in the Camden Conference Championship game. That was also at Dawson Boyd, and Dawson won that one 58-53. So Dawson has a lot of momentum going into this next matchup with Mineota.
Yeah, I'm always looking for the matchups like DeSmet and Boyk and Max Rost and Liebel and Yamlin. It's going to be a great game.
Yep, this should be a really exciting one. It'll be interesting to see how it goes since it's a neutral site game and not a home game for either team.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me. This is kind of different this year. We're not at the RA facility for these, semifinal games,
quarterfinal games,
and they're in Montevideo, so like something different this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I love broadcasting the game from the Montevideo gym and the RA facility, two of my favorite places to broadcast from, actually.
Yep.
So looking forward to that.
Yep, Montevideo has a nice spot to broadcast there.
Yep, it is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's Thursday night, some big games there, and then Friday we'll be in Marshall on Friday for girls.
Yep, we'll call the Section 3A championship game between the Mineota Vikings and Southwest Minnesota Christian Eagles.
That's going to be a dandy too.
Yep, those two teams played earlier this year at Mineota, and Mineota won by 4, 57-53, so yep. Two state-ranked teams, Mineota number 9 and Southwest number 10, I believe.
Yep. Boy, the Mineota Central Minnesota Christian girls game that we did the other night, we knew it was going to be close.
Yep.
And that was really a good basketball game, wasn't it?
Yep. I think the score doesn't show just how close it was for that game, but Central Minnesota Christian did a nice job sticking around and made it interesting for them.
Yeah, and they're young. A lot of good young ball players there, so the Blue Jays will be around for a few years here. So.
Yep.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to that on Friday, and then we'll be back in Marshall on Saturday for the boys' games.
Yep, the boys 3A section championship.
Yep, section 3A championship. State tournament's coming up here, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's State Hockey Week. I don't get into hockey. I don't even really follow it. Do you follow high school hockey?
I just saw a news article earlier. I think it was was it Chanhassen upset? It was Minnetonka, I
think. Yep, that's right. Well, you follow it better than I do.
Well, I was just looking up sports news, and that was one of the articles that popped up.
Okay,
Minnetonka was one of the top teams in the state. I think they said they had like 9 committed to go D1 in hockey, and so that was quite the upset in hockey.
Yep. All right, so that's high school sports, and what do we got on tap next? We're going to talk college basketball, I bet you, Mitchell.
Yep, we got to make a mention of Caitlin Clark. We've covered her this far. Might as well do one more record that she decided to break.
What's that?
She is now the NCAA all-time leading scorer in men's and women's basketball. She passed Pistol Pete's record from when he was at LSU, and so now she is the all-time leading scorer in Division I basketball.
And you want my strong opinion?
Yep.
Okay, and then you can share your opinion.
Okay.
I don't think Pistol Pete and Caitlin Clark should be compared to each other because it's way different eras of basketball. Pistol Pete, no three-point line. He did his scoring in 3 years. He took 40, 50 shots a game. Caitlin averages what? They said 19 shots a game.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not compare it, but it's a milestone, I guess.
Yep.
What do you think?
Well, that's interesting. I mean, in that sense, it's almost like trying to say that LeBron is better than Michael Jordan. So, I mean, you can say what you want. Everyone's entitled to how they think. I mean, she does have more points to him than him in his college career. And
I mean, I guess it's just nice to mention it, I guess, and talk about it.
It is something to talk about. But, yeah, it's hard to compare older generations to newer generations in stats like that.
I encourage people to watch the movie The Pistol, The Making of a Legend. It's about Pistol Pete when he was in eighth grade at Daniel High School in South Carolina. That's all the movie is about, his eighth grade year, because that's when he started on the varsity basketball team. And it's really a great movie. You can YouTube it. It's on YouTube. Pistol Pete. I think that's what it's called, Pistol Pete. Or The Pistol, I think, is what it's called. So, yeah, we watched that movie this weekend, and that's a really good movie. So, okay. So, Caitlin Clark will be in the Big Ten tournament at Target Center. That's coming up this weekend. Starts today, I think.
Yep. We'll switch over to the Minnesota Gophers women's team. They will play Rutgers in the first round of the Big Ten women's tournament tonight, and that tournament will be held at Target Center in Minnesota this year. So,
yeah, the whole tournament. Wow. A lot of people coming to downtown Minneapolis.
Yep. And because it's in the Target Center, the Timberwolves have to play six straight road games in the NBA this week.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yep.
So good luck to the Gopher women's team as they play Rutgers. They've kind of had a little bit of a rough stretch here these last couple of weeks.
Yeah, the Gopher ladies, you mean, yeah.
Yep. And then the Gophers men's team has two games left in their regular season. They're currently 18-11, and they will play Indiana tonight. And then they wrap the season up versus Northwestern.
Yeah, and then this tournament, when do they do the choosing of the teams? Next Sunday?
For the bracket?
Yeah. Next Sunday, I bet.
Yeah, but it's not this Sunday. No. The following Sunday. It's because the Big Ten tournament, I think, is the last tournament that finishes up before the selection. Okay. So
the selection, that's the word I was looking for, the selections.
Yep.
I think the Gopher men's will make it?
They got to do a little bit of work, I think, in order to make it. They definitely have to win their last two, and then I think they need to win at least three games in the Big Ten tournament.
Oh, wow, okay. Is there like a magic number for wins to get you in the tournament automatically?
It's 20? not necessarily a magic number of wins. You just have to win convincingly.
Okay.
So it's they definitely can get in, I think.
What is their record now, do you know, roughly?
They're currently 18-11.
Okay, so two more wins will get them 20.
Yep, they can finish the regular season at 20 wins, and if they can put together two, three games in the Big Ten tournament, I think that would maybe get them a lower seed chance.
Okay, good.
We'll see.
All right, what else we got on Two Guys Weigh In podcast?
The Timberwolves are currently, we mentioned them earlier, they're currently 43-19, which is good enough for number one in the West by half a game over the Thunder.
It's got to be the best season ever in Timberwolves history, isn't it?
Yep, I think I saw a little stat thing on ESPN earlier that, was it 4 years ago? I think they were the 13th in the West.
Oh.
And now, 4 years later, they're number one in the West. So, quite the turnaround. Not really used to seeing that in Minnesota.
What's the difference, you think? Players, of course. But
They got better players. Just, I don't know. They finally found something that works for them and got enough of a team put together. I mean, I'm not going to count anything until they get to the playoffs, because we've seen Minnesota teams put together good regular seasons before.
Okay. Timberwolves, how about Vikings?
The Vikings, a little bit of news there. They re-signed tight end Nick Moose earlier.
Who?
Nick Moose.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, he was a tight end draft pick we had like 2-3 years ago. Okay. He's more of a special teams player. Just an interesting note, Eric Kendricks got released by the Los Angeles Chargers earlier this week.
Didn't know that.
He is a free agent. And then all the news is talking about is Kirk Cousins and where he's going to go.
Yeah.
We heard earlier that he was looking at houses in Atlanta, and they were asking around Kyle Pitts, the star tight end for the Falcons, where's number 8. So they started asking if he would be willing to give that number up for Kirk if he decided to go down there. And it's
we haven't heard yet.
Yep, nothing concrete yet. There's, I think I saw it said they got a week left until he's officially available.
Well, if Cousin goes, I hope they don't bring in
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson, yeah.
Yeah, they've got a Vikings link to a couple quarterbacks. There was talks maybe about trading with the Bears to get Justin Fields.
No.
We're not really sure about that one.
No. Nope.
Trey Lance was something that they connected the Vikings to. I mean, he's local. He played at North Dakota State. It'd be interesting because I don't think anyone's giving him a chance, but I don't know about that.
He's with the Cowboys now, I think, isn't
he? Yep, I believe he's backing up Dak Prescott and the Cowboys. Russell Wilson obviously is available. I wouldn't touch him. I think we can do better.
I agree.
I'm tired of seeing the Vikings grab veterans for like 1 or 2 years and trying to make it happen. It's not worth it.
Well, they could go big in the draft or try to move up or something. So
I saw an article that said the Vikings were really starting to like Drake May, the quarterback from North Carolina.
Oh, really?
Yep. Okay. So, I mean, they'd have to trade up to get him. I don't know what that would look like, but that's an interesting prospect. And then just a couple more QB names. Zach Wilson, who was recently released by the Jets, number 2 pick a couple years ago. He hasn't really done much in New York. And then Sam Darnold, again, another pick by the Jets. The reason Sam Darnold's on the radar was because him and Josh McCown, our new quarterback's coach, played a little bit together and know each other. So those are a couple of options. Of all those, I'd rather see them trade up than try and get any of those other quarterbacks. Yep. But we'll see.
One thing in the NFL, you got to have a good quarterback if you want to go places. So.
Yep. I saw a thing earlier. It said, I think the Vikings currently have $41 million in cap space.
Yep.
And so they do have enough money.
How about the Broncos releasing Russell Wilson? They got to pay him, what, $40 million a year or $80
million? I think I saw it will be $85 million in dead money.
Yep. So, isn't that something? Yeah, you don't even have to do anything. He gets $85 million.
Yeah, that's
unbelievable.
Kind of nice. Wish I could find a situation like that, but it'll.
Yeah. I gotta talk to my good friend Brian McKean over there at Jim's Market in Canby. He is an expert on NFL football, especially the Vikings. So if I want to know anything, I ask Brian.
Yep,
he's got the answers all the time.
Yeah, we'll have to see what he's hearing about the Vikings QB situation going on.
Well, he has I don't know how many followers on Twitter. It's amazing how many followers Brian has on Twitter and tweets about the Vikings all the time. Mm-hmm. He likes controversy, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Rile people up a little bit. All right. Anything else there, Mitchell?
No, I think that covers everything that I have.
Well, I want to thank people for listening to Two Guys Weigh In podcast, getting some good response from the podcast. We appreciate you tuning in, right, Mitchell?
Yep, absolutely. Thank you to all the listeners out there that take time to listen to us babble about sports.
Yep, babble is a good word. And thanks to PK Egan's for sponsoring the Two Guys Weigh In podcast. We appreciate that very much. So, until next time.
This has been Two Guys Weigh In podcast with Paul Ramo and Mitchell Silty, sponsored by PK Egan's of Canby, Minnesota.